We have touched the face of godhood. Now back to the show.
You both are gods. Van has been vanquished for now. He was dragged into hell by Luna. The colonel is about dead.
Okay.
The only real problem that you guys can see is Buttercup, who is burrowing underground now.
Okay.
And the door has suddenly reappeared above where the colonel, Athos, Carell, and Adonis is.
Oh, Lord.
One thing that I get to say to you guys already.
Don't.
Well,
we have the
room. Awareness. This awareness day fair is awareness.
Awareness. 13.
Oh, you could roll whichever higher it being awareness or lore, by the way. My bad. I literally was looking at my notes and I didn't remember.
It's 13.
Okay.
Seventeen.
I mean, you both pass.
Stay one up in me.
We see Adonis start to slow down in his fighting. And then you both get hit with a flashback of sorts. Yeah, sounds like that. You see both clear as day, Adonis fighting with a rusted sword against Van's dad, and a pink-haired spider. And you see this entire battle, and the only thing that you see how it comes to an end is Adonis carves the pink-haired spider's head off and pulls his mask off to bite into the blonde. And as he does, you both see a castle in the shape of a face in the ground slink up, bite into the blonde as well, and slink back into the ground. You both have read books about this day, and you both know that this is something called the Handsome Devil. It is a dungeon under the entirety of Summerland. As the flashback ends, we see both of you turn to Adonis, and Adonis pass out. The door looms over both of you for just long enough that you can see the knob start to turn.
Are we back in the present?
Yes.
Well, that's new.
Oh, why is it turning?
You can see Luna trying to slip into the whip. He goes, I guess he's coming out.
Where are you going?
I'm not helping with this. I did all that I could.
She's just...
I did.
Little pursed face just...
I brought him in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And he slips in fully.
Freaking handsies! Oh my goodness, I'm trying to like... I cannot remember the like emotion I was in.
Alright, so you were under whopping amounts of distress, and just because you recently put on the halo and you are bearing the brunt of its effects, but you took it like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't change the fact that, you know, things are coming to a head.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will stop the opal sass. Oh god. I'm gonna roll awareness
mm-hmm.
again to get a gauge of where everybody is and to get my bearings because I 14.
Van is in the door. You know that for sure. You can see some of the ribbons from inside of hell start to feed out a little bit. Adonis is downed. Like, passed out. Karo, Athos, Hope, and Jeremy are all fighting the colonel, or not colonel?
Yeah, the colonel.
Yeah. Okay. I got colonel and general mixed up for like the first time this campaign. Piper and Ruffles, you don't see. And Anka is consoling and trying to heal something that happened to Poppy. As for the crab, also don't know where he went. With a 14 on awareness, however, you do see the Titan's hand start to twitch.
You want to do anything, Isaac?
You know, is there anything I get from my awareness roll? Is there any extra detail since I got a 17?
17, you can see, yes, the Titan's hand is starting to twitch, but more so, you can see something white inside of it is trying to piece it all together.
Gross.
You both are smart enough to, I'd say, like, you guys can roll Decipher to figure out what is actually trying to get it to start working again.
I have 3 turns left, right? Or 4.
Mm-hmm. You both have 3.
Decipher?
Mm-hmm.
Is that intelligence?
Yes,
it is.
10.
Okay.
Oh, that's a 14. Look, I have Inquisitor's Visage. It's, it came in clutch.
OP.
Isaac sees a... Isaac, you are smart enough to know, and smart enough to have noticed that Buttercup is missing. Buttercup burrowed underground once being thrown by Ruffles. And putting 2 and 2 together, you can see that Buttercup is the one trying to fuse with the Titan itself. Which is new.
I was like, she can do that?
You didn't know that mushrooms could do that. So it seems like she's not purely mushroom. With a 14, they might be mold. Hard to tell for sure, though.
I'm getting in the defensive stance, and I'm like sending out a signal to everybody.
Everybody.
And I'm like, just trying to let them know to be careful and be on guard. Call if you need help.
The first one you get, like, a message back from is Jeremy.
So Jeremy.
He just goes, why is that thing moving again?
Because it's currently getting built by something inside.
I wish you could be more specific with that answer.
It appears there's some white substance that is merging the Titan back together from the inside out.
Gross. I don't know, it's Buttercup, do I? Or am I seeing mold?
You're seeing mold.
Okay.
Also, Buttercup is, I think she's trying to merge with the Titan.
That would have been the better answer for that.
I mean, there are 2 answers you can give.
I I think I would have rather heard that one. I think that's more important to the matter.
I mean, you never really made a choice.
But how could she do that?
Because she's mold. She might possibly be mold. Mushrooms usually aren't capable of merging with something like the Titan, but there's a good chance that she might be more than just a Titan.
I mean, Van's entire existence is mold, so I wouldn't be surprised if he passed it on to his little kid.
Hold on a second. Don't compare that good girl to Van. Please don't.
I was just saying! He gave her life!
He said, ain't no slander on you.
I'm not trying to be rude to Buttercup, but Buttercup did just bite Ruffles, I think, almost in half.
She's an attack mushroom, don't you remember?
We were pressing back in the dream trying to defend Buttercup!
That's a good point.
You both do hear Kurogue just go, don't we have so much more to deal with than this stupid fucking robot?
Van is trying to get out.
Where is Van?
Up.
Up?
Look up.
You see Crow look up and go, how the fuck did he get there?
I don't know. I thought hell was down.
Oh, no.
There are many interpretations, but I believe that it's time for us to take the fight to him.
Huh?
Crow goes, you guys are going into what?
We are going into what?
You're going into what?
They're not here yet.
I was just suggesting that we take the fight to him.
Hang on. I have an idea.
Right.
I don't know if going into hell would be the best idea, since there is currently a lunatic mine lady in one of the circles that we almost died to. But he's trying to come out here, and we'll be ready. So I'm going to cast one of my rituals to make spiked rope slash kind of barbed wire to put across the door. So when he comes out, he talk like spikes in Pokemon.
You're talking spikes.
Arena trap, bitch!
Okay. As you do see the door slightly open. And you see a hand slither out.
Ew.
And it's a small moment before the door shuts again and starts to move once more.
The door is moving? Sonic, Little Big Planet. You know the image?
And the door not only is moving, but it's speeding up, almost like it's about to ram into someone.
Can I roll perception to figure out who that's gonna be?
You don't have to roll it. He saw Athos protect you.
Oh, hell no. Can I jump into action with my Halo abilities?
Mm-hmm.
What do I roll for that?
Dex. Oh, Lord.
I've got a +7 right now.
And as this happens...
18.
You stop the door. Like, I imagine you just get in front and push it.
Ouch.
Yeah, I was about to say, the hand on barbed wire, so take 1d6 of damage.
She's so slay.
Take a d6 of damage, like you roll it. 4. Yeah, okay.
But Opal's so sexy, so slay.
As you put your hands on the door,
not even flinching at the bleeding palms,
you see a hand step out again.
Oh.
And you see its ribbons. And as you react, you see Ribbon's hand turn into ribbons and wrap right around Hope and start dragging him towards the door.
That bastard!
And then you see Van's hand step out. by the way. This track is called 347 Midnight Devils.
I'm only imagining that the pressure of the door is still happening. Like, she's, like, having to hold on to it. Apple's like, what is happening? Or is he out?
Hathos is still up, but he's holding down the colonel. Since Piper and Ruffles are gone, and they were the real damage dealers. So what are y'all doing?
Alright.
Do we need to roll initiative?
Nope. Y'all aren't fighting.
We aren't?
This is, by the way, this is a phase zero. I didn't expect y'all to do the door shenanigans, I'm gonna be real. I didn't expect the barbed wire. I expected an explosive. So, like, explosive nuts are gone.
I'm bleeding at the palms.
Hope is getting dragged through the grass and towards the door, which, no matter which way, from what you can see, you both can see, no matter which way you, like, hit it, Hope either runs into barbed wire or fuses with Van. And neither of those are good.
Is Hope awake?
He's trying to fight back.
I'm like, how much do you think you can handle getting hit by barbed wire?
What the fuck is there barbed wire?
Listen, I thought it was a complete idea.
I'll be eyeing.
Are you positive?
He nods, and like as he nods, it is just sliding, and then you see the door shift, and a second one slides over.
A second door?
Mm-hmm.
Who said you can make more than one door? Luna! You can do that!
You don't get a response from Luna.
Oh, you bitch!
And that door slides right behind you, Isaac.
Oh.
Can I roll perception for that, or?
Absolutely. You wanna roll it as well?
What's perception? Sure, plus?
It's awareness, so, wisdom. We don't have
non-natural 12.
Nice! Oh no. The box?
No.
No?
No, but I mean it'll do the job.
What's up?
It's well, counting all of my bonuses, it's
That's never a good sentence.
It's like an 18.
Okay. Both of you, I'd imagine you two's are. I'd imagine that you two's priorities. You two's priorities are a totally different thing, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot happening.
So something has happened to Luna. From what you can gauge, he's never been able to put more than two doors down.
Luna!
And you see the door slide right behind Isaac. And Isaac, I'd imagine that you were at least somewhat close to these two.
I'd say so, yeah.
You don't know where Piper is, or Ruffles now.
I thought we did in the first place.
And you can only assume that something else dragged them into hell. Totally different fight, by the way, than the last time we did this.
My brain put pieces together. My brain put a lot of pieces together.
The door behind Isaac opens, and you see those ribbons once again start to circle, but they don't grab you, nor your weapons, instead immediately grabbing Anka and dragging her towards the door. And Anka, who is basically doing the like Dead by Daylight healing animation for Poppy.
Poppy just
not fucking caring about this. Having the time of her life seeing Summerland get invaded And it's just immediate, just hold on. Is this one empty? Yes.
Yeah.
As it wraps, and you hear Anka's bones start to give way as she is starting to be dragged towards the door.
Oh no!
You ain't getting away, bitch! Not that easy!
You have justice to answer!
How is this my fault?
Shut up!
And you see... Isaac, you rolled an 18.
Yes.
You see Van's eyes in your door. So whatever Opal is dealing with isn't Van.
I figured that out my damn self.
Oh. I see. Literally.
And then the door opens.
What the fuck?
A third?!
As it slides against the bottom, right under the kernel. And you see the door swing open. And you see Ruffles, no weapons, grab the kernel, drag him in, and you see Piper jump out.
Huh?
Piper?
That's what just happened.
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Piper?
She takes a moment. And points down and goes, there's two of them.
Huh? Two of who?
She doesn't answer. Instead, you see a paler hand in Van's grab her and pull her in. And then the door shuts. And all three doors shut.
So there's no helping. Anka is just...
Anka's out.
No, you saved that bitch.
The door shut right on, for both of you, the door shut right on the ribbons. And so, you see them slip through the door, letting go of Anka and Hope.
Am I still holding this door back?
Are you?
I imagine till the door stopped pushing me.
I imagine so, because once the door shuts, it doesn't stop pushing for a couple seconds. And then all three doors slide into one.
Taking the blood off my hands.
At least you'll get some calluses now.
Why do I want that?
You were taking this exceptionally well, Isaac.
Are you okay?
Are you asking Hope?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the only way you can take these situations.
Hope gives a thumbs up and goes, what does she mean by two?
Hang up. Athos, did you see anything when the door opened?
Yellow woman.
No. Also, are you okay?
What did you do to say, And Hope just gives another thumbs up, and he does it too. The Kiryu one, the.
Ichiban.
I gotta play Yakuza.
Yeah, you do. You need to start with zero.
I'm surprised you haven't.
He's a Shenmue fan.
I was let down too many times. I don't know what to call myself anymore.
You play zero, you play one, and then you skip two.
Play seven, I love Ichiban so.
Or you can start with seven.
I fucking love Ichiban.
As all doors slide into place at one, you both hear Jeremy go, no, she was right. I think there's two of them in there.
Two of...
Or, they're related somehow.
What? Two of who?
Smells like Van.
Related?
That's the word.
There was a paler hand that pulled Piper in. Doesn't... He comes from a real messed up family. I don't want to deal with that.
Kuro goes, speaking of family, and just kicks Adonis a couple times.
How far are they from us?
You're close to Aptos.
Mm-hmm.
This distance from Corel. Adonis, on the other hand, is face down, dead.
Dead?
Like, not dead, but like face down, out. I'd say the furthest person that you are to anyone is Isaac and Anka.
What a ragtag group we have right now.
No Ruffles, no Piper.
Adonis?
He doesn't move.
Is he, like, downed?
It's hard to tell. You can hear him breathing, which, from all the times that you two have been around Adonis, you weren't quite sure he could breathe.
I keep thinking my bless could do something, but it never does anything that I imagine it does. It's gonna grow his hair again.
Try it.
Just place my hand on his head. On his head.
Roll heal.
Heal? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's your wisdom.
46?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all of them, or just the highest two?
Highest two.
14.
You feel his heartbeat. You feel that one.
I feel like
and
this...
then 30 seconds pass, and you hear the other one.
Okay. He's stable.
And then you see him, like, start tapping against the grass. And without warning, instant tree shoots you guys up.
Here we go!
As he just accidentally uses his signature.
Adonis!
He, like, sits up. And his mask is cracked.
He's, like, 50 feet in the air.
About 25, yeah. I'd say from, like, here. This is actually a really good base of, like, scale.
Okay.
Like, from here, about here.
Huh.
Okay.
It's actually really good. I should have been using this more often.
Well, I've got a better view. I'm gonna roll this cipher on the door. Like, the three doors that have, like...
become one.
Yeah.
Nine?
Yeah.
They become double doors.
Wow. I sure found out a lot.
And you can see markings on them. With a nine, you can clearly read one from Ruffles. Saying this one's name is Yun.
I didn't want this. I know it. His family's jacked up. I don't want to deal with the four twins.
With a nine.
Yeah.
The Titan has stood up.
Uh-oh.
From its dormant sitting position. And starts to climb the tree.
I think we're running out of time.
And now, the double doors open. And you see Van. Though not as you remembered him.
Son of a bitch!
He still is fused with Nevermore, and his entire arm, basically, is half arm, half sword.
Mm.
But he has four eyes. And blondish hair, sometimes? It depends on the light.
Take this shit back. I know it's not a camera to do
this. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a connection to Nevermore at all? Is there anyone I can read or feel his presence at all, or does it have a...
Oh, I've been waiting for this one. Sure. Roll sway.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
great.
A charisma.
My
roll.
Dump stat.
Yeah.
Yay!
We don't dump... We're like Fallout New Vegas. We don't dump stats around here.
I had no choice. The dice told me otherwise.
I'm glad you're not like me. I dump constitution.
Well, we got some good news.
Hmm?
Boxcars.
Oh, fantastic.
The first time in his life he's charismatic and it's for another man.
Somebody's jealous, aren't they?
That's me! I'm saying that! OOC!
As you try and get a feel for Nevermore, instead you hear Van. And he goes, "You were such a loyal knight. Throw me hope and I'll let you keep Anka."
It's a horrible trade.
Consideration.
Alright, let's think and weigh the possibilities.
What is he pondering about over there?
God goes, complex?
Crow goes, "My student is thinking too much."
God complex, or... I don't know, an inferiority complex? I don't know. I don't know what Hope thinks of. But...
Well, why is he thinking about you?
Hope goes... And he looks over the edge and sees Van. Just standing in the doorway. Van waves, by the way. He gives a little...
I'd like to...
I do a little, like...
I'd like to propose a third option.
Go on.
A third?!
Yes.
What are you proposing over there?!
I'll keep that roll.
It's a, it's an excellent book. I call it, Lord Dienda.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord Dienda, a fantastic vassal that is locked away in my psyche. Very powerful.
Is that... Who is he talking about over there?
He shakes his head.
Shame. But either way, you'll be getting none of the three.
Takes a moment, and when he steps fully out of the door, you can't see the ribbons anymore. You do know that she's still in hell, because she would have left by now. And you two are smart enough to realize that she's fighting Piper and Ruffles. Though something's off about Van. For crystalline and almost life or light-like tendrils are out of his back. And they stab into the mech, and he springs off of the Titan and floats above the tree. Roll initiative.
Oh, son of a bitch. Four?
Yes.
My worst roll of the night.
Also, are there any benefits that we kind of had as, when we were in god mode at all? Or?
Whatever your highest damage stat is, roll an extra die for it.
Oh,
what's
bet.
What's the damage?
Dex.
Since I've got some extra dex right now, it's not the best, but it could have been better. It could have been worse. Because I originally rolled a 5. And now it's a 12. Not that 12.
With 4 dice?
Oh, I add them all together?
Yeah.
Yeah,
add all 4 of your die together.
14.
Okay.
Not any better.
Gotcha.
That's a 21.
I have bad news.
Yeah.
You are going second.
Damn.
He rolled 22.
Oh!
I know my pain.
You see Van floating above you both. And then you see both of the tendrils stab into the tree and lower him. And he seems to be paying you two no mind.
Oh, Lord.
Instead, locking eyes with Karel.
Uh-oh.
And you see him start to smile. And he goes, this is gonna be fun. I like this. And then he looks at you both and goes, so? Who are you guys gonna protect? And you see all four tendrils strike out, one hitting Hope, one hitting Anka, one hitting Kuro, and one stabbing Aptos, raising him into the air.
Anka.
2 foot 2?
Each of them are downed.
This is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
tell? I'm enjoying it much more already.
You go that way, you go this way?
There is something that you guys have noticed about this. He hasn't actually attacked. He hasn't used his sword. And he points directly to you, Opal, and he goes, check this out. And as he does, you see Nevermore start to unfurl, and it looks exactly like your whip. And then he looks at you and goes,
that's just a cheap imitation!
And then he looks at you and goes, aren't gun blades the coolest? And does the same thing to his arm, but with your gun and sword.
Don't let him get to you, that's just a $5 knockoff!
It's a pretty good replica, though.
It's made of plastic!
Don't you lecture me with your $30 haircut.
Excuse you! $30 haircut? I think you could use one! Look at those dead ends!
You see Athos and Hope go even higher.
Oh, God!
I think we have no right to argue.
It's not fair if he can!
Yes, I know.
There is something else that you guys notice. And that is that he is standing completely still, trying to give you a free hit. She's getting angry. Opal's getting pissed. Do either of you take it?
Free hit? Well, it's his turn.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it is.
It's still Van's turn.
Well, he's a loser.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
My bad. Damn. Lobby.
We take that shit. He's gone. Okay. No more turns for him.
Alright.
Very different fight. Calling out his dead ends, bitch. With those whack-ass uneven highlights. Go see a hairstylist before you come talking to me about my car.
Pissed.
Talk about Opal's hair. She's very serious about her hair. It's her favorite part about her. Fun fact. She takes it very seriously. Dropping lore in the last episode, bitch.
I mean... Yeah, it's what I just did at the start.
To be fair, that is, yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's great. Alright. Alright, so Athos and,
Athos, Anka, Kuro, and Hope are all stabbed onto the tendrils and raised into the air.
Oh, all of them have been raised into the air?
Yes,
okay.
But Athos and Hope are raised higher.
Boy can't take what he throws. He will catch these hands if he can't catch this thing. I'm mad.
She finna be in the pit.
Alright.
He better finna be in the pit. That's what's gonna happen. He finna be in the pit.
So here's what's gonna happen. I won't take the I'll take the free hit. I won't take the free hit, but
okay.
I'll take a free shot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the gun blade, cut the tendril that's pulling Crow, and then shoot Athos right afterwards.
Shooting Athos?
Oh, god damn it.
Shooting him down?
Oh, shooting Van, my bad.
Oh, okay. Oh, like, just locking him up? Damn!
Oh,
wait, alright, roll the hit.
Mm-hmm. So you're using just 2d6, or are you going...
4.
Oh, okay, all 4. Okay, bet. All right, that's going to be... it's going to be a... It's going to be a 15 to hit.
That hits.
All right.
Imagine if it did it. It's a free hit. He's like, you know what? I changed my mind.
All right. Now, if I remember, it's like we are at like a 4d6 damage. So, and because of God mode, we get a 5. So, So that's all right. So on the cut, it's going to be a 19, I believe. It's going to be, and to the tendril, cutting it loose, and as for the. And now for the gun shot. All right. And that's 22 to hit.
22?
Yeah, 22.
It misses.
Good hit.
You know what? Change someone's hit every other turn and just, like, get us all fucked up.
Oh, you guys aren't gonna like phase 2. Don't worry. You guys didn't like phase 0.
And that is a... 24 damage.
I
thought about that.
The tendril does fly off. And then it starts barreling off of the tree. With Athos on it.
Oh, can I act?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm flying after him. Like, that's my first, like, instinct. Because he's falling off the tree. Like, with this shit in him.
Yep.
Oh, you bastard. I'm flying immediately. Roll dex, I assume. Bastard. I'm not about to let him hit the fucking ground. 15.
As you jump off, you do see something catch him as the Titan just holds its hand out and then closes it and then right into the mouth just like Ruffles.
I wasn't fast enough! That's my whole thing is speedy!
And you see it slowly keep climbing up.
Oh, hell no! I'm going in that bitch! You done, though!
You're going in?
Yeah. I'm going in. Opal's tight. Sheep's gonna be in the pit. We've been over this. What? Sheep's gonna be in the Titan.
Okay.
I know that you don't know what we're referencing when I say that.
I don't.
There's this, like, really,
horrible,
like,
TikTok.
There's this horrible TikTok of this, like, really rich, privileged, out-of-touch lady. Where she bought Harry Styles tickets and turns out that they were fake. Like, she spent over $1,000 for both of them. And day of concert, they're like, yeah, we can get you balcony seats. He's like, no, I'm gonna be in the pit. Like, this white girl's just like, I'm gonna be in the pit. And so she pays $8,000 for 2 pit seats
for Harry
Styles. But you don't get it. She's gonna be in the pit. So she had to do it. Finna be in the pit. So Opal finna be in the pit. Like I said, I'm milking this.
So your turn is jumping into the Titan?
I'm punching through that Titan's mouth.
Well, Dex.
Is it just like highest 2 or all 4?
All 4.
I have doing this whole wrong. I keep doing this wrong. I only counted two. I'm sorry. Oh, there's box cards on two of them. Oh my goodness. I bet you were wondering why my rolls are so low. I was only counting the highest two die I had.
As you fly into the Titan's mouth, you hear the gear stop. And you see the mold start to slink back. And you hear power source disengaging. And you see out of the mouth of the Titan jumps Buttercup.
Yeah!
Leaving you in a plummeting Titan towards the ground.
Okay!
You do not see Athos.
Am I still here? Is it my turn?
You have one more action.
Okay. I have an idea.
Go on.
I've got the halo on.
Hmm?
And the halo is very powerful.
That's correct.
Could said halo be used as a power source?
Yes. That's what they were using the Titan Arrow to.
But he wouldn't have any control over it because neither of them are fused to it right now.
That you don't know.
I'll spin that shit, get it all staticky, and just try to like get that shit to float.
Okay.
Do a little. Feel my brain going with it. What should I roll for it?
Intelligence.
Now I know what to do with my four dice. I'm 16.
Okay. It starts to float for just a second. The issue is that the millisecond that it stops spinning, it will plummet. And there's still no Athos in this Titan.
Can I try to contact him with my little...
Yes.
Okay. I am signaling with my little antennae with... Athos! Where did you go?
You hear...
I have a bad feeling.
You hear what sounds to be like a growl. And then it hits you.
That motherfucker's still on the Titan.
That Buttercup just ate him. It's just he's just in her mouth.
Oh man.
The other thing that you hear is a roar. But a very strange one. And looking down, you see the crab is back.
I'm gonna let this Titan fall and crush that crab.
The crab that's on y'all's team?
Yeah. Crab's on our team?
Yes, yeah. We use the crab to fight the Titan. Go for
I'm just like... Is he dead?
He's knocked out at the moment.
I'm just in this Titan right now. Whose turn is it?
Van's.
Everybody else is being fucking penetrated.
Hey, yo, pause.
I'm sick of
I'm gonna do
something, and then it's like
I'm sorry, that was on impulse.
As You do contact Buttercup. You see Van throw Kuro off of the side.
Oh my god.
And it's just him holding Anka and Hope. And he has the tendrils move a little bit and he goes, look at them. They're like marionettes. They're fun.
I'm getting really... That's I'm getting really tired of this.
I told you. One or the other, but no. You have to make things difficult.
The end is still an option.
I need one of these two.
But the end of...
I could always just take Ruffles.
No, I can't hear you!
No, I can't hear
you.
And you watch as he starts bringing Anka closer. And then you realize he's not trying to fuse with her yet. Just holding her in front of him like a human shield.
What would he gain?
Just thinking about it, what would he gain?
Well, in this one, Ruffles didn't take her magic.
Uh-oh.
They're completely different.
Oh.
Y'all have no idea what the fuck we went through.
This is totally the first time we've done this.
Yeah, this is definitely the first time. And as you notice that he has her in front of him, you also notice he grabs her hand and aims it at you, and he goes, bang, and you see the magic bullet fly out.
Mm-hmm.
22 damage.
Yeah. Fuck.
How I'm feeling, bro. I'm gonna be in the pit. That's all I wanted to do. I'm gonna be in the pit.
With or without the armor?
That is wit.
Shit. Well, there goes that temporary HP.
As the bullet hits you, you see Buttercup step up and just... and Athos come out.
Just
and he is still downed, but he's holding his sword. So Kuro did let go of his sword.
That's how this is Opal right now in this plummeting Titan.
Really?
Really, bro.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of this twink. That twink, I want that twink obliterated!
Van, who's just having fun.
Van, who's just a loser. He ain't finna be in the pit. What?
Cause I'm gonna have a stroke. Keep thinking of her.
My new tick.
It is Isaac's turn.
Alright. That's a nice trick.
It's really easy to do. Would you believe me if I said this wasn't my first time out?
I believe it with that haircut.
I guess. Wait, why am I making small talk with you?
It's me. I'm the influence. I'm sorry. I love making small talk with baddies.
Opal's rubbing off on me. Again. What is this about? That's the point.
It's a very bad thing.
Ah!
His schizophrenia era.
The schizophrenia is finally taking its toll.
The schizophrenia is real!
You need Isaac to get some medicine.
I'm sorry, I need to stop.
In the words of Zach Fox, if you got mental illness, fucking turn up, dude. But no, okay. Being serious again. I'm going to, set myself up. I'm gonna activate my quick weapon wheel and pull out Sovereign with the gunblade and just Go straight in. But first thing I'm gonna do is, is Anka conscious? Can I talk to her? Is she still?
She and all the others are unconscious.
It's like, don't talk to me, please.
Oh, damn it! I can't even mind read.
Like, imagine anything. She was even awake. She's like, don't talk to me, please.
Don't
I,
talk.
I don't.
I am upset.
I'm just gonna pull like a DM and just.
Ba-doom. Fuck off. She's on Do Not Disturb. So she doesn't even get the ba-doom.
You're really weak right now, aren't you? You're looking really weak right now. I thought you'd be better than this. You're getting bossed around by a twink. I thought you were stronger than this.
Since when does Isaac know what a twink means?
Nevermore.
Nevermore.
Nevermore's a twink.
Yeah, Nevermore's a twink.
Nevermore, that brief talk with...
son of a bitch!
That brief talk with Emerald.
Yeah. Emerald did say twink.
Emerald says a lot that I can't remember. I'm going to a different state.
I was
going to
say, fucking... you get possessed.
I thought you'd be stronger than this. Guess not. You'll have to show them who... who's the real power around here? But that's just me. Me personally, I wouldn't let anyone do
that.
I wouldn't.
It wouldn't happen to me.
It wouldn't happen to me like that.
I'm like restraining myself to make jokes because I'm like, I need to let these things play
out. I wouldn't let anyone do me like that, especially because of what you went through.
Vine blooms.
And then I'll end the message there. And just...
period. You can no longer reply to this user.
Account deleted. This account was suspended.
And once I finish that, I'll... I'll attempt to at least, you know, look for some weak spot or some opening.
Roll.
I hope I'm not getting annoyed with these jokes. Interjections.
Is this a straight roll or is this awareness? Is it
straight roll?
Okay.
If I am, push my coke over.
No.
That'd be fucking evil.
Opal will drown. Opal is now drowning.
Kurapika is now drowning.
It's 14.
14?
14.
You can shoot through her.
Imagine you just dome her.
Besides that, the only other opening you can see is with Hope's tendril. But how willing are you to rescue Hope?
That's a good question.
Hope's like...
Hope, who's unconscious, hearing this.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I thought we bonded.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah.
Is it gonna be...
we did.
Your best friend's twink brother? Or your sister, who's got issues?
Who is
the
catalyst of this?
Who you're not gonna invite to Thanksgiving.
Oh, Anka's not coming to Thanksgiving. She's not allowed. Absolutely not.
Why not both? All right, and with that, I'm gonna do what I did again.
Okay.
This time I'm actually going to attempt to hold on to Hope. That way I won't have to do what happened last time.
So you're holding on to Hope while?
Yeah, so I'm gonna chop. So tabletop, hold on to Hope, and then shoot special beam cannon style.
Oh, through her?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Isn't Carol plummeting right now?
Yeah, Carol's plummeting.
Carol's falling to the ground.
Carol.
I don't know if you noticed that.
He doesn't have the tendril on him, but yes, he is plumbing.
Dude, just...
my master is a stubborn old man. He will be fine.
He just turned into dust.
Not
he's 1,000 years old.
Not yet.
Don't worry. He'll resurrect. Just give him a couple of times and he will rise.
Since when can he do that?
He's stubborn. That's what old people do. They resurrect.
He knows a lot about my character I didn't know about.
Yeah, that's his master, goddammit.
That is my master.
Goddamn.
Damn, good lord.
Why do you think I wanted to train under him since I was a... Actually, I wasn't really a boy at the time. You get
the
point.
Oh, yeah, your transition was wonderful.
That was a good one.
I'm really on it today. I think those two shots of espresso that I had earlier in the morning is hitting me in a way that I didn't think possible.
Alright, okay. Good. But for real though, but no, he'll be fine.
He'll
yeah.
be fine?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Kuro's like, I will not be fine.
Kuro is drowning.
Opal and Kuro are drowning.
My master will be fine. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm gonna do that chain of events.
Right.
Just roll damage.
Oh, damage? Oh, straight up? Okay. It's not as good as I'd like for it to be.
That's a fun sentence. Go on.
It's a... It's a... Fucking... It's like a 17.
That is not as good as I thought it would be.
Damn.
Yeah, it's...
You need to rub it in.
As... So the first hit was to get the tendril?
Yes.
As the tendril falls, you do see Hope hit the ground. He doesn't fall through. He just falls to the ground.
But I held on. I grabbed it beforehand.
You slipped.
Yeah, I slipped. I was too busy cutting to pay attention. My hand slipped.
Got a little grease.
This is something that you do notice, though. And that is that Van recoiled this time. He seems to be getting hurt by these now.
Yeah, that's real nice. I'm about to shoot his ass.
Alright. Glock him up.
Eat this special beam cannon.
What song is this, BTW?
The Man Who Made a Monster by Dance with the Dead. Goes fucking crazy.
Is it from a video game?
Nope. This album, though, has a song featuring John Carpenter.
Oh.
It's awesome. The first song. It's not that good. But it has the Halloween Man on there.
22.
A lot better.
And I'll shoot through...
Where are you aiming on Anka?
Probably. We'll do a DBZ style. We'll shoot her through the gut. It's cool. She'll be fine. She can regen. She's taking worse.
Probably.
She'll take it like a champ. She's good.
You see him recoil fully once the bullet hits him and steps back. And then he falls off of the tree.
The Vanilleal? Falls off the tree?
Van does, yes.
Van wheel? Here, on your back. I need to...
Gotcha. As Van plummets... Opal, you're still in the Titan, right?
Yo.
Something,
Sure.
Something happened. And you see... real fast... a plummeting Kuro smashes through... and keeps falling. He is falling faster than the Titan.
That's not good either. Alright, so it's my turn now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a plummeting titan.
Yes. And Van is falling, but he is above you, and Kuro is below you.
Distracting me.
Go on with the thing.
So Opal is plummeting in a Titan. Karo's plummeting. Van is plummeting. Is there any other people plummeting that I should know about?
Don't tell me that. It's about to be. When did that happen?
Is it okay?
Yeah, there's a tear in it. I think from camo.
Probably. It's also an old jacket.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's from camo.
Okay. I have two scrolls. I can't remember what they do.
They're both mystery scrolls.
Might as well. I'm gonna open one.
Okay.
She's just she's flying through her bag and she's like floating like.
Okay, can you roll a d6?
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Fun. The Titan starts to float.
Huh.
And then you start to float. And then Kuro and Van and Isaac start to float.
Oh, no, okay, this is new, all right. Okay.
I'm, like, looking through the hole, like,
It's a floating spell. And as you all start to float, you especially see Van didn't plan for that.
Oh, I'm taking this.
And he looks a little bit, worried, almost.
I'm lining up my fist, and I'm flying.
Oh, you're just punching.
I'm flying straight up that hole that Coral left. I punch him right in the fucking kisser.
Not until my ultimate Isaac doesn't come in first. I have the air dashes. I have full air control.
Let me punch this motherfucker.
Opal has one more action.
I'm flying up to punch this motherfucker.
All right. Strength.
+8 in strength right now.
Fucking so jacked right now.
Yeah. I don't know how. I think I've got one. I think I pass out after this, though.
Yes, you do. You have one more turn after this one.
Twenty-seven? Yeah.
As you punch him, you see the door open behind him.
See him suck
those
in.
Ribbons wrap around them and pull him in.
You pansy! I bet that's my last word before I just...
You're at least not plumbing.
But I'm just...
Just in air floating.
Oh.
I punch him and I'm just like, you pansy.
Aw. And I wanted to hit him with the cool thing.
What if I just stayed like this the entire time until it's my turn again?
About that. Isaac?
Do you hit me?
Huh?
Does he hit me?
No.
Okay.
Isaac, you're still floating, yes?
Yes, I'd say so.
Where'd Hope go? Is it the...
He he was still floating. He was floating along the rest of us. So then that means...
The moon fractures even more. As the door right next to Opal starts to shine. Opal, a pain wakes you up. And you see not only you feel this, but Poppy on the ground floor also.
She was here.
She's not helping. Is why.
She just...
And you see, the moon can't get full anymore.
Do I know what this means?
You're smart. Though, something goes through both of you. And that is... Ruffles and Piper are fighting Ribbon. And yet Ribbon still had enough control to grab Van and Hope.
They're not fighting the real one.
That could be it.
Or...
A lot of wars going on.
Or...
I feel like we're dejecting. Or,
they're getting pranked because they're tonight's biggest loser.
I feel like we're ignoring a very easy one as well.
Or...
It's an L word.
L word?
They could have lost. Alright, my bad.
I don't think they would have done that.
I don't know. When you said L word, I was thinking that you were implying that Lagos had something to do with this, but I thought.
I'm like.
They could have just lost.
The only one taking a fat L is Van tonight. There's a lot going through Opal right now. I think I'm probably like frantically looking around.
You see the door start to slide up the tree. And then it opens. And you see his hand come out. And immediately you know everything that you need to as he aims the moonbeam right at you. And fires. Four. Not that much damage, actually. You actually got pretty lucky with it.
Okay.
15. Which is a lot less than your 22.
Yeah.
That guy you got hit with.
To be fair, he has like 50 plus more health than me.
I mean, temporary health, though.
15, you said?
And yeah. not to mention, don't you have the most health out of both of us?
I don't know.
I'm sitting at 40, 45. You have about... a good 10 on me.
31. My hands bled earlier. Because I did a dumb move. And I ended up paying for it. Somehow there was literally a move in Pokemon to reverse it. And I cannot remember.
As the beam hits you, you see Van step out. With the four tendrils once again. He has a halo above his head.
Did he take it?
And no pupils. And you can see his hair is slightly whiter. At least half of it is. And you can see constellations going up his body. just like Hope's blush, or Hope's freckles.
Imagine, this is how I imagine it. I cannot do it for the sake of the fact that we are in an apartment and I'm not Bryce Papenbrook, but Aaron saying you traitors.
This is what I'm playing.
But Opal yelling, "You bastard!" she's like coming to, from getting moonbeamed.
From getting moonbeamed, yeah.
The moon blast, strongest fairy type in the game. That's right.
Misty explosion. What the fuck was that? Oh, it's a Zaxby's cup. It's like, is he here? And is this Van Horn in the room with you right now?
I don't know whose turn it is at this point.
It's Van's. He has one more action.
Of course he does dramatic
ass. Everyone has two.
I feel like he should have negative.
Negative? He just stands there?
What is it like?
Just gets his ass beat?
Like a move and two bonus action or some shit? Or something.
So what I'm hearing is Ryoma will take his revenge in 15 turns. The funniest
thing.
I forgot about him.
There's two levels like that in the game. I think there's actually a few.
You still haven't played Fates, have you? There's one, and it is the funnier one.
Ryoma?
You'll get to him in 10. And you have 5 turns to just... Because he doesn't fight back.
I remember when I first got that, like, the Death Knight one, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so nervous. But subsequent times of me playing it, I would get to him in 5 turns. Because I just... Petra...
Yep.
Gave Petra that chalice and she'd go. What else has happened? Who else is floating with me in this godforsaken sky?
Kuril. Isaac. Speaking of, where's Anka?
Where's Athos?
Good question. Still in Buttercup.
I thought she spit him out.
Yeah, but no one attacked her.
And don't... Oh.
I did not remember someone saying that he got eaten again.
Wait, but... Van fell, Anka didn't.
Mm-hmm. Neither did Hope.
Where the fuck did she go?
Hope didn't fall either.
To be fair, I was... slumbering.
But...
straight up zonked.
Oh no, they were connected.
The second attack.
Anka and Van were connected.
He is just flying headbutting at you.
Oh, yeah.
4.
Can I headbutt? I'm gonna move you with the face.
21.
Same amount of damage, goddamn. Well, no, mine's, I think, a little bit more. Mine was 25.
Yours was 15.
There's a 5 involved.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yours was 15.
Somehow the headbutt did more damage than me getting moonbeamed in the face.
I mean, he slammed Halo and then head.
It was like using fairy against fairy's neutral damage.
And then... you see him start to try and drag you off of the tree and try and slam you down.
Is it like a strength contest here? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
4-4.
Shit.
Opal
right.
can... Opal can help.
Yeah, I don't have any strength buffs unless somebody told me otherwise.
Should have a +1 at the moment.
Oh, alright.
But Opal can help. Either one.
I'm helping?
Yeah, you can help with a strength check. With Isaac.
Yep.
What do I roll?
There's a good thing here, that advantage on this athletics. Thanks, athletics.
I'm a box of 5 on 2 of my dice.
Nice.
I was close.
What's up?
16.
It's a 12.
Oh no.
I rolled a higher strength check. I punched Van in the face again.
You definitely punch him in the face again. I'll give you that. So roll damage.
Wait, hold on a sec. Oh.
Hi.
46? Oh, all four. Okay. 12,
not
so.
Not a lot of damage.
Oh.
I was, like, still shaking up.
Oh, it's not a 12, it's a 17.
Yeah,
Oh no, still.
Is it plus strength?
It is plus strength.
Well, I don't have anything about plus strength. I don't know why I ask.
12?
7.
Oh.
7 damage.
Okay. As you punch him, you see both tendrils wrap around you and just slam you both into the Titan. You both take 17. Isaac, it is your turn. You are both on top of the floating Titan now. What you at? If I may know.
No.
Okay. Coolio.
Mike can know.
Oh. Okay. Because
he'll be right there looking at it.
I can't see it. I have a whole tablet in front of me.
Oh.
It needs to be dusted.
Yeah, I'll do it after. When we take our break.
Alright, well, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use... going to use one of my hit die to cast heal.
On?
Myself.
Okay. So you just...
Yeah.
Alright.
So I got you thrown into the ground?
No, you're both on top of the Titan.
Okay.
Alright.
A lot that happened in the past 5 minutes that my brain isn't processing.
It's a very rough one. How y'all liking?
It certainly, certainly raises the stakes.
Hmm?
I'm Sonic Little Big Planet all the time.
How much did you heal for, if I may know?
It's about, okay.
You gotta guess.
Bye, G.
I heal for 18.
Okay.
And, what else are we gonna do? Since it's probably an action or a bonus action. And, Van just standing over us, just
mm-hmm.
gloating, just...
He hasn't said anything yet.
Just think.
Think, Isaac.
Think.
My brain's rattled. I'm become rock.
Yeah, I'm gonna use a bonus action to summon from my weapon wheel and pull out... the one that hungers.
Okay.
And I'm gonna swing with it.
My man got 57 weapons.
I mean, you got just as many as I do, I think. You have quite an arsenal,
like
though.
I like to punch.
Shit. And with the
still not over the Kuro can handle it. We'll bounce back.
It's a 17 to hit.
17?
Yes.
Oh, just roll damage.
Oh, word? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The fucked up boss fight I've made.
Oh lord, 17 keeps the 17.
Yeah.
That's 20 damage,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to use the one that hunger's special ability of, yeah, let me drain that health.
Okay. Are you giving the health to anyone?
I'll kind of... Alright, Opal's next to me, almost kind of near me, right?
Yeah. Okay. They're both next to each other. Okay. About the same distance that you guys are now.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll use it to kind of split off the pool.
I'll need that.
Probably of the...
Corral.
Yeah, I'll probably split off the damage I dealt. Just
How much was that again?
It was 20.
Gotcha.
Pulled out a leeching seed.
Yeah,
so you both have 10?
Yeah, we both got 10 HP, so...
Gotcha. It is your turn, Opal. As Isaac, you come out of your god form.
Oh, it was fun.
It's been an hour and a half, and we only done like 4 turns.
Oh.
I told you I'm milking that shit.
I've noticed.
I'm gonna roll awareness.
It was fun
because I need to get my bearings.
All right, go ahead.
It was fun while it lasted.
18.
Isaac is next to you. Kuro's below you, and the Titan is still being held up by your scroll. Anka, as far as you know, is not in ban. Like, not used. The door is still floating around. It's just circling the tree in you now. There's something else circling you two now. It's hard to tell if it's friend or not.
Can I rope perception?
Yes.
What is perception?
It's awareness. But listen, it's just a reroll on awareness.
Oh, is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Let me use fancy words. 15.
15?
Yeah.
You remember seeing her a couple times in this kind of couple of minutes. Though you remember when she showed up for the second time, she was holding someone. She's no longer holding that someone. As you see a floating body bag, and you hear Romina go, "Your turn." And as you do, you see 100 arrows fly up and hit Van as the general goes, "I told you I won this war once!"
Yeah! General! Get my gloves of Titan.
With 15, by the way. And you did you roll awareness as well or no?
Oh shit, I didn't roll my bed. I didn't even catch that roll my bed.
I mean you don't have to if you don't want to.
I mean no
Man's focused on this fight. He's gonna be in the fight.
That's a lot of damage, I just realized.
Hands down, everybody, we did it!
Not yet, but
alright boys, pack it up, that's it.
Getting there.
The boys, I'm calling the boys!
Alright,
15.
Right now I'm
I have 5 fuel cells. I'm spamming the X 16, button right now.
17. Okay, that's a 20.
20?
Yep, 20 on awareness. Yep.
You both see this clear as day. Two planes lead.
Planes?
One being driven by someone, the other having your little sister standing atop it.
Oh my god!
Though you immediately see Buttercup jump up and swipe the one being flown by Taff. And as it flies up, you can see that she can't hold her mouth open, and she just and bartender and that does fall.
Gross.
Ew. Okay. How far are they from us?
They land on top of the tree.
Oh, okay.
Good girl.
She is actively fighting against us!
The other plane, however, flies right into her. And from this angle, you both see who it is. It's just an amazement that he can fly. Especially drunk. It's so true.
Dad. What is he doing in a plane? He can barely even drive a boat. I'm just in shock. Anyway.
It's your turn.
That's your father?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
so what in the vicinity is closer to me?
Van.
Alright, where is the tree to us?
So if you're over here,
yeah.
Tree's about where Peepaw is.
I'm gonna say Grimace.
No. No, because Grimace is taller than him. So Peepaw. Like this Yakuza music.
I'm going to. Alright, would you say I'm Frankie and he is Draculaura?
I'd say you're Frankie and he's Morticia.
Okay, I'm going to move to where I would be Draculaura.
Okay.
And he'd be Morticia. So, like, got that, like, barrier.
So you're, like, behind him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, just to keep the distance. Let me think. All right. I wonder if you took any intellect from my brother. Back for that, where I was like.
Go ahead.
But to be fair, 0 + 0 = 0.
He laughs.
I know, real comedian. Hours! Oh.
He doesn't speak at all yet. He does kind of give you a side eye.
Like
turning like this. And like. He's trying to focus between you both, it seems.
Okay. I'm going to use my chains.
Oh, okay.
And claw him directly in the face. And say, no, your attention's on me.
Okay.
You know, like just a, because I'm a rude, petty bitch.
All right, well, you're damaged.
Is it plus, what's that plus? Strength or is it straight?
It is strength. Yeah. As you claw him, and he does give his full undivided attention to you, the door opens. Properly this time. Mm-hmm. And standing in the doorway is Ruffles. You don't see Piper. You don't see Ribbon.
Perfect.
You also don't see Ruffles' weapons. Just him, with his hair down, enraged, and drenched in blood.
Sexy. Do I still have a thing to do?
You have one more action, yes.
I'm frisbeeing the halo to him.
Oh, he catches it.
You're gonna need this!
He catches it, instant puts it on, and then points right up. Not at you, not at Van or Isaac, right to Buttercup, who whimpers and starts to try and, like, backpedal.
Go crazy.
smell.
And you see Ruffles fly right past y'all. It's Van's turn.
Oh.
I'm giving you some time, man. We're having some rival tension.
Yeah, right now I'm playing.
You see him, one, not move at all for a moment. And when he does, he raises his hand, and a pillar of light blasts straight through the Titan's head and sends all of the debris going straight up towards Ruffles. And then it starts raining down. On both of them.
On both of them? So, like, is Van included?
Mm-hmm. It hits y'all for 14.
So glad you healed me, Mike.
That gives me a little bit of what I need to know.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't even heal me at all. I actually meant more health than when I started.
Oh shit, you're at 203?
Yeah! Wait,
that's crazy.
That's way more than when I started.
Oh, that shit's crazy.
Turn that shit up.
Turn it up!
Some song for this
game. Oh, I was doing the kid. The, turn it up!
Damn, turn it all!
Walk away. Walking backwards. Turn that shit off!
I forgot about the turn it up kid. I wonder how he's doing.
You both take 14, and as you do, you see Ruffles took 20 as, like, just shrapnel hits him. And yet he's still going.
Motherfucker on a mission.
Motherfucker's on heroin.
He finna be in the pit.
Is the pit.
Why'd you remind me of that phrase?
What?
A godforsaken phrase. That's what this episode's gonna be titled. We finna be in the pit. We finna be in the finale.
That'll be the description. As the shrapnel stops to fall, he moves so that all of his tendrils like wrap around you, Isaac, and start to just bear hug.
I think I know how Opal feels.
You take 12. He's rolling real low today. Like, real low for this phase for some reason. What's up?
No.
Are you low?
No, I'm a tad. Yeah, I'm a tad bit low, yeah.
Tad bit low, you two?
Yeah, me, I'm a tad, yeah.
They're hiding their numbers from me. They're whispering.
You should be worried.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely worried. The bear hug starts to lift you up, and he seems to move his hand back, almost as if he's going to fuse with you next. And you can tell, you both can tell that he would. But you both can also see that the door is still open. Isaac, it's your turn.
Alright. Well, I still have the one that hungers on my person.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on abusing the shit out of this fucking thing. I'm immobilized at the moment. I'm kind of crushed.
Kind of. Yeah, you are, in Pokemon terms, you are in the bind move.
We've been using a lot of Pokemon terminology.
It's because.
Damn it.
It's because games. Yeah, you should play Pokemon.
I missed the wave a long time ago.
The wave comes back every 3 years. The tidal wave, you know, the big kahuna is about to begin.
I think you would like Sword and Shield.
I think you would like Sword and Shield. You just have to overlook the fact that it's Britain.
What's wrong with Britain? They got some good football.
Real quick. your turn, Isaac.
So, anyways, but yeah. I'm gonna keep the sword on me for another attack. I'm just gonna go in and just say, with the one that devours and... Oh wait. I'm restrained, right. I'll probably need a turn in order to get out of that, right?
We don't go against Brazil. We go against Iran next Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
Which we might take it, but it might be close. It might be 0-0 again.
But yeah, I'll probably need to do like a strength check in order to get out of that.
Yeah, it's a strength check.
Okay, bet.
Yeah, you don't have any magic, do you?
It's...
I forgot.
I guess...
Yeah, very limited magic.
It's very limited magic. Yep, and the one that hungers is basically... Yeah, you can use a... Yeah, whatever spell comes to your mind, man.
Yeah, you are not Anka in terms of spells.
But what I make up for in spell casting, I make up for in technique.
Rush down. You're the cowboy character from Yomi Hustle.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, good. Good for me.
Yeah, it's the unlucky number.
13?
Afraid so.
Because in my mind I was like, oh, 4. But I was like, how did you...
No, that's roll? No, that's a death number.
I was about to say, if you roll all 4s...
I'm like this.
You do break out.
Oh. Oh, well, alright then.
It's really hard.
Alright. Yeah, right. You break out of it.
Oh, good.
Take your second action.
Alright. Next. Just cut his ass. Or not.
Oh, okay. What's your damage?
Is it?
Oh. Oh, man.
Still better than the shit out of him.
Okay. It's an 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna perform the drain again. So, wait, hold on. I forgot. I still. Oh no! I'm out of my god form. Fuck.
Yeah, you're out of your god form.
Fuck.
We don't need it. We are slay as is.
And I'll activate the ability and just say,
just the way we are.
The drain. And I'll drain them.
As you use drain, are you splitting the health again?
No, I'm just, no, I'm gonna be greedy this time.
Are you taking it all?
Yes, I am.
Alright. It's Opal's turn.
Indubitably. I'm gonna roll awareness, just because I always like to get my bearings.
Van is completely facing you, though his tendrils are fighting Isaac. Karel, still floating, still unconscious.
Van vibing.
Same with Bartender, same with Athos. All unconscious. Ruffles is chasing Buttercup. Adonis has started moving with a 21. And the door is still open, but you don't see anyone in there. What's strange about this is with a 21, you can see that this is the first circle. And that's usually where Luna and Lil Adonis stays.
Where is the door, by the way? Say that again?
Right past. The door is right past Athos, or not Athos, Isaac and Van.
I have an idea in my head.
Go on.
I'm gonna get some momentum, and then I'm gonna do something.
Okay.
Since we're all still floating, and I'm in my head, this is like you're using like the air things in Risk of Rain.
Mm-hmm.
So
the gravity well, the shit that Mithrix fucked up.
Bastard. Like it makes me so mad when I hit one, like me just trying to get up, and it just sends me like this, and I'm like.
Gonna pick my brother when he gets to the moon. When you die, and you will die.
That motherfucker. Alright.
That shit's so funny.
I'm going to... So I can use an attack and then an action.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Does movement count as an action? Alright. I'm flinging myself at full speed. Like, in the direction of the door.
Okay.
I'm turning... As I, the speed is flinging me back,
mm-hmm.
aiming my shotgun in the direction of Van,
mm-hmm.
and firing it.
Mm-hmm. Propelling yourself into the door?
Yes.
Okay.
With, there's one more thing that'll happen.
Roll your damage as well. We're going on.
What is that plus?
It's shotgun?
Yeah.
It's a gun. It's a dex roll.
Okay.
Glocks, ARs, cannons, dex, a musket, as the founding fathers intended.
20. 20?
God dang.
That's
all
a
right.
Shotgun.
Bandito.
El bandito.
El bandito. Bandito with the fucking bleed.
You're not ready for what's about to happen as I propel myself into the door.
Mm-hmm.
As I begin to get closer... I'm popping North Star.
Just healing everyone?
Yeah. And just collapsing through the door.
As the door shuts, Isaac, you are brought to full. Do you bring everyone into the god form?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you say to Isaac?
I'm in a lot of state. Go! Go! Go!
Okay.
What do you say to Ruffles?
Ruffles, like...
I was gonna say, Ruffles is shaking in your world. You know the FNAF 1 title screen? Yeah. He cannot sit still.
A quick spin of the Halo.
Get out there, champ.
Just a little...
Go get him, Tiger.
Go get him. He's like...
Go get him, Tiger.
I never knew him.
No one ever reminded me.
Uh-huh.
You animal. That fucking Reddit thread. Idiot. It works. He leaves.
He's like...
Do you say anything to Corel?
Are you alive?
Unsure at the moment. Why am I here again? I told you not to do this.
You are falling to the earth! Oh my god! I'm sick of you! Get healed!
Athos takes a step out. You actively see him just leave.
I'm okay.
Shooting stars at him.
Adonis is just holding his mask in this world.
I brighten it with stars.
Well,
what, he don't like it?
It still isn't fixed.
It sparkled though.
But he gets healed and leaves. And you are in hell.
Did alone. I not heal Honka? Did she just avoid it?
She avoided it.
You bastard. Just...
And you're in hell. Alone.
I'm out. I pass out. Like, I'm out for a little bit. Unless someone wakes
one
me.
Turn.
One turn?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was three.
No. Shorten it. Final fight rules.
Just warm in here. Someone's gonna... Little Donna's gonna be like...
He immediately turns all his attention onto you. Isaac.
Cheap trick.
He just goes, I see you're feeling a little bit healthy.
Something like that. Doesn't feel as great without the godhood, but what can you do?
What the fuck? Something I imagined was that she hit like the pose of a star as she like fell into the... I don't know how she got the like grace to do something like that, but she did it.
As the door shuts on Opal and Van says this, you see something that you've seen before. And that is the comet. Right behind Van. And it's not moving at all. They just seem to be watching you two. And then you see the binary that the comet usually brings flash through Van's eyes. And as this happens, Van gains armor. And you see the comet slink back and disappear. What's up?
No.
I like that I slapped Bro. He woke up like, oh my god.
Oh, fucking damn it. Van immediately opens his hands and casts Dispel Magic.
Uh-oh.
As Corot, you, and him start to fall with the Titan under you. He goes, I really hope I crush that old man.
You'll have to get through me first.
I can crush you.
Okay.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
Okay.
Hey, yo! Hey, yo! Boom. Hey, yo! They're like, the rock.
Boom.
Hey, yo, hold
were
on.
Were you there for me thirsting after Mithrix?
No, I was...
Mithrix said break beneath me, and I was like, hey, yo!
That line is crazy.
Excuse me! Like Lady Gaga faking the boomerang. She really did that. Oh my god. That was so funny. He said break beneath me, and I'm like, anything you say, Daddy.
He is a crazy good boss.
He's a great boss. He talks shit.
Me running at him.
Just
don't do that.
Alright, well, in that case, are we still in phase zero?
This is phase two.
Oh, okay.
Up four.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah,
I bet that number is going to change.
Should it? Hope not. Mm. We'll be up until 5 a.m.
Alright.
You know, finale.
Go on. Go on.
What was that?
That doesn't matter what it was.
Yeah, it
doesn't.
For
some reason, the OST has to play the whole fucking clip.
Alright.
You burned my house to the ground!
You let
Van.
Them in my house!
Van.
What have you done?
But... Alright,
Actually, just Van.
Weapon wheel, go. I'm gonna switch from 100 of ours to dual wielding the... wielding Sovereign and, Sovereign and, my gunblade, which has been dubbed, Judgment, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pull those two out. And because I have precise air control,
go on.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ping pong in midair because I can air dodge with the best of them.
Go on.
So yeah. One cut, two cut. Follow-up gun blast.
All right, roll. I hope you beat this roll. I will say that.
Everyone's up. Oh, also, don't forget to add +3 to your strength.
No, that is true.
Oh, shit. Wow, that's
North,
new.
North, no, that's always been a thing.
Oh.
Like, for North Star.
All right.
So everyone who got... That bastard really did not.
No, I have to pick between my... Oh, I have to pick... damn it, I have to pick the bonus now.
It's
they
not,
don't stack.
Yeah.
But,
damn it! That'd be great, though. Well, because I'm so used to using Dex, I'll kind of use that. God damn it. It's a 10 to hit.
10?
It was a bad roll. That roll was shit.
He catches your sword. And he goes, you're not even trying at this point. I thought you wanted to win.
I don't know. I'm finding this whole thing with you a waste.
You know, you and Opal could at least try. He is using a counter. And as he catches your sword, you see Rumi above you. And he opens the door and throws a spear at you.
Rumi does?
For 11.
With the armor, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Rumi didn't like you.
Now... Does the counter just overrule any kind?
You have the other three to roll.
Okay.
However, the counter is not once per turn. It is every attack. You have to beat.
He has a fucking die. He has a parry. He has a die go. Fuck.
Remember when I said y'all weren't gonna like phase two? Oh, that's like Opal just.
Basking in the light.
You know when you fall asleep with the heat on like 90? You wake up and you're like. That's what Opal's going through right now.
Well, this one was worth it. 19.
That hits. Roll your damage.
Alright.
I fucking hope so. I don't think Van's rolled over a 20 tonight. This is a Dragon Ball Z ass fight. Yo, this is a Yomi Hustle ass fight. That game's crazy good.
It's very cool.
I've been playing a lot of it. Just making Newgrounds ass Stickman animations.
Oh, man, I'm really ready for it. Can we even do a Newgrounds night? I want to do a new. I want to host a Newgrounds night.
Probably, yeah.
I made myself a Newgrounds since, you know, it's happening with Twitter.
What's happening with Twitter?
Oh, yeah, you're not on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Should we pause?
Yeah, I'll explain.
All right, damage roll? Yeah, we are going with a...
I'm going to move these real quick. If you need them, tell me.
21.
21?
21.
I have good news. Phase is almost over.
Yep. But I have a gunshot.
You do.
He not react to me shooting with a gun.
He did.
He's like, come on, come on.
What's your to hit?
It's 17.
Barely.
Barely makes it.
Just barely for this round. The number to beat was 16.
Wow.
As you are calculating the damage, Opal.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself in the other place.
In 17.
17?
Yes.
And you are sitting next to Rumi. the other place? Yeah, your body's in hell.
What happened to me?
Pass out. And they brought you here.
They?
He points, and you see the pure white opal. Simply watching the fight at this point.
Oh, it's her. They?
They.
They. Them.
You, maybe.
I don't think.
I'm not Ruffles, so, you know. Lightening the mood isn't my best thing.
What's happening?
She's trying to watch the fight.
Why?
Guess she just likes you guys.
I mean, she is. They are me, I think.
You don't seem to notice us in here anymore. They just brought me in and keep me here until they think it's interesting for me to go out.
And is it interesting for you to go out?
I just hid Isaac with a spear.
Why did you do that?
I didn't have a choice.
Did they make you?
A nod.
Do they want Van to win?
I'm not sure what they want.
Go ask.
With each step, they seem to get further and further away.
Nah. Where are you going?
They don't react to you at all yet. They just simply exist.
This isn't fair. If you're gonna be me, you can talk to me.
They don't say anything.
You are just an imitation. If I were me, I'd be talking up a storm.
Nothing. Though you've noticed more things in this world. Mm-hmm. Around this world are bats, like the vat keepers had. Though a lot of these vats also have monsters in them. Creatures with no arms or legs. Just scales. They all seem to notice you.
Okay.
You can see one coiled around a statue of Penny. Same with a statue of Dala. One biting into what looks to be Pilo, and one swallowing Adonis whole.
Is it dark in here?
It's actually completely light.
Okay. Does it always look like this in here?
Rumi nods.
What are these statues about?
She keeps saying things that will happen.
These things will happen?
Believe so.
I don't know how she knows that. You're not.
I don't know what to do with this little being.
As you try to make anything of this world, you feel yourself be lifted. You rich! And you can see your body. And you see Piper picking you up.
She's like, oh my god.
And putting you on her back and moving to the door.
Waking up now.
Rumi nods. He goes, I'll try my best to make sure nothing else like this happens.
Maybe you can help us. You're my friend, after all.
I'm really trying. But, not a lot of reason can get through to her.
Well, maybe you won't have to.
I'm hoping.
I'm gonna give this twink what he deserves. There's only enough space for one red-haired twink in these parts, and that be you, Ruby.
Thanks.
Later, partner.
Sayonara.
Sorry, my brain is juiced right now. Anytime I pop whatever that is, I feel like a completely different person.
As you wake up, Piper sets you on the ground, completely on the floor, and you see Kuro land on his feet.
Of course he did.
And then he points up and goes, "That's fallen."
Am I, like, outside with Kuro? Are we not in hell anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You three are on the bottom, on the actual ground floor, and you see the Titan is indeed falling.
Oh no.
Think you can catch that, Piper? She goes and just points to the crab, who has kind of just been vibing this whole time. You know, it's a crab.
Will that not kill it?
Piper shrugs.
Because that crab doesn't like him. Oh, they look like they're having a grand old time.
Always. Isaac always seems to have fun with whatever stupid things he's doing.
We need to stop. Do I have an attack?
Yes, you have one.
Alright. I'm gonna cast a ritual to make a sniper rifle.
Oh!
And aim it directly at Van.
Okay. I
also enjoyed this little doodle.
Hey, yo.
She mad at me. Alright, I've got my sniper rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Aimed at him. What do you want me to roll?
Dex.
Okay. Not bad. No. Fourteen.
And you're aiming at Van?
Mm-hmm. I'm like sitting on the ground like, ugh, still pretty weak.
As you fire,
mm-hmm.
You don't see this. Isaac does. As the bullet flies up, he just catches it.
Did it hit him?
And just drops the bullet.
Does it fall in front of me?
A little bit, yeah.
I guess that's a no. Come find me like a man! She's drunk right now. It's gonna take one more turn to get back to
normalcy.
Normal Opal.
As that happens, he goes, "Someone has a sniper down there?" He looks genuinely confused.
She's full of surprises. Get used to it.
Ah, she made it out of hell. Oh.
Loser!
Oh, I guess phase 3 needs to go into effect then. And you see his tendrils immediately wrap up and stab each into Ruffles.
Ruffles!
Oh no.
And then you see him drop his weapons and just pull out a gun. Shoots you, Isaac, for... Wait, word. That's it? 13.
With or without the armor?
What? And as he shoots you, he throws Ruffle straight down, past the hole in the Titan, and landing right in front of you, Opal.
What, throwing in front of me?
Ruffles.
Oh no. Sorry, I was reading what I wrote, and I was like...
It's Isaac's turn.
All right. Good. We're getting somewhere. And I'll switch back. We're doing a lot of what.
A lot of style switching,
but it's one style. It's just
Swordmaster.
Swordmaster. Sword. You have tricks. Swordmaster. And I'll pull out one who hungers again, thanks to that newfound strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna just cut him.
That's 21 to hit.
All right. Damage could be better, but what can you do? 11.
11?
It's a 16.
Okay.
Alright, and...
Yeah, one more attack.
Yep. And I'll... Wait, are we gonna count just the free spell on hit as an attack too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll, I think I'm gonna do something real quick.
Okay.
When I stab into Van, I'm gonna try something, and I'm going to try and summon the electricity that's always kind of... always around me in my head, and I'm going to simply say, time to do something weird. Inquisitor style. Almighty Tesla. And I'm going to just use that and just basically just create a shock. Almost an electric shock that may or may not come down from the sky. Just turning just the whole body in just a full-on Tesla coil and just shocking
roll
this Jedi event. What?
Roll the hit. I'm with that.
Would this be a strength? Would this be intelligence?
Wisdom.
Or... All right. It's a 17.
Roll your damage.
All right. it's it's a 16.
I was watching during Ways You Came in.
As this last lightning bolt hits, you both hear a crack. And this is something strange. You both see a flashback just this last time of the first time he was let out of the void. And you see Van stepping through a city called Discovery and Faircross. And you see him being led by a yellow ant and a hood. And all you see is him enter a room, and then you see months later this yellow bug dropping off a baby in front of it, in front of something that Opal has seen before. You see this baby has red hair, a red eye, and a gray eye. And you see this yellow ant set them down and knock on the door to the orphanage and then leave. And as this happens, the ground starts to shake and you are ripped out of this memory. And you see a face protrude from the ground, an ancient giant face, buried to the chin and left for dead, with rocks draping around all of him. And it just raises up and bites the head of the Titan with Van and swallows before landing into the ground, mouth agape, as the Titan comes crashing to the ground. In front of you is the entrance to the Handsome Devil.